Be cautious of over-asking. Proverbs says, do not be often in your brother's house, lest he hate you. Do not have a pressing demand every week. Do not waste your bullets. Now, I like to think about my opportunities to lead up as bullets. And I consider that I have a revolver with 6 bullets in the carriage. And I also consider that I only get to reload once a year. Now, this mental illustration helps me to consider what is important. Now, would I be willing to spend 1/6 of my opportunities to lead up on this matter? Listen, I do not want to waste my bullets. Therefore, I had better think twice and shoot once. Now, I want to conserve my ammo. I want to take an extra measure of discernment and thoughtfulness prior to leading up. Now, if there was ever one of these 10 principles about how to lead up that I, Josh, have broken over and over and over, it would definitely be this one. You see, I have been guilty of wanting to have all of my issues solved right now my way. I have some form of leadership and patience. You might as well. Now, I have found I personally have had a very hard time settling for less than optimal situations. When something isn't functioning right, I just about can't take it and I want to fix it. Now, admittedly, I can become somewhat obsessed wanting to get a problem fixed. Now, hear me out. Do you realize that you do not need to ask for permission to solve some problems? Let me say that again. You don't need to ask about everything. Some issues can be solved under your very own authority. And if you don't need to ask, good gracious, by all means, don't ask. Part of saving your bullets is honoring the time of your senior leader. I do not want to muddy the waters and get their advice unless it's absolutely necessary. Now, let's imagine I actually need to get my senior leader's input or approval. Now it's a matter of priority. I don't want to bring 4 issues at once. Absolutely unwise. Sometimes it's unavoidable, but typically one item has far greater strategic value than the others. Hear me out. Pick that one thing. Once I have picked one issue to address, I construct my plan to solve that problem with my leader and I bring options. Now keep in mind, part of the reason I'm only choosing one issue and not 4 is that it literally requires me to do quite a bit of work to prepare for my meeting and effectively lead up. You do not want to wear out your welcome. You do not want to be trigger happy. Don't be that hyper needy staff person, always having a pressing and dramatic problem. You will waste your bullets and be left with nothing. Now, remember, we are thinking of our annual allotment of big asks as no more than 6. As previously stated, I like to think about this as having an old-fashioned 6-shooter that has the ability to only be reloaded once a year. However, sometimes we have a bullet in our old trusty 6-shooter that didn't go off. It could be considered as a dud. Now, I have a very hard question for you. Have you had any issues or dilemmas that have caused you to be in a negative light last year? Has there been any issues of drama or trauma either caused by you or that were surrounded you in the last 10 months? Listen, I get it. Maybe you didn't even do anything wrong, but this senior leadership, if they had to spend some time doing cleanup on aisle 9 as a result of something that involved you, I'm telling you, that was a wasted bullet. Please think of this as having lost or surrendered a bullet. And another thing, have any senior leaders had to come and intervene or save you from an execution fail in the last 12 months? Did you get clearance to pull off something huge, like a week-long teacher appreciation outreach, only to have the leaders have to come and rescue and bail you out? If yes, you might consider that as a spent bullet, but also one more wasted bullet. Let me put it to you this way. You used a bullet to get approval, but you wasted another bullet by failing to execute. Therefore, you should consider truly conserving your ammo. Bottom line, conserve your bullets and make sure you have thoroughly considered what you're presenting.